Malchus is such a central theme of Rosh Hashanah. The notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, that he rules the world, his sovereignty over the universe, it fills our davening on Rosh Hashanah and throughout the Aseres Me'etshuva. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, and certainly the central aspect of the Musaf davening Rosh Hashanah, connecting the Tkiyah Shofar to the three themes of Malchios, Zichronos and Shofars, led off by, once again, Malchus. Yet the prominence of Malchus on Rosh Hashanah is, once you start to think about it, a little bit curious. After all, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is deciding on Rosh Hashanah, or else beginning Rosh Hashanah and throughout the Seder Mitzvah, whether it will be in the Sifra and Shel Tzadikim or otherwise. So you would think that Rosh Hashanah we would focus on making sure that we qualify as a tzaddik, making sure that we have rov zechuyos. Malchios is an incredibly important concept, but one would have expected that we would focus on Malchus some other day of the year. Let Rosh Hashanah be dedicated to maximizing mitzvahs. Let's seek to fulfill as many mitzvahs as we can so we make sure to be zoche b'din. Why the focus on Malchus? So perhaps a quick look at the din on Rosh Hashanah and then a quick look at Malchus may help us to make sense of this puzzle. Gemara tells us, Tzadik Yetzer Tov Shofto, Rasha Yetzer Hara Shofto. Sounds like the Tzadik is judged by his Yetzer Tov, by his better side, by his good inclination, and the Rasha, the wicked person, is judged by his Yetzer Hara. A curious Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. The Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe in the Sefer HaTanya, explains that the Gemara is not referring to who judges what our outcome will be. The Gemara instead is defining who is a tzaddik and who is a rasha. And one way of defining tzaddik versus rasha is to see how we make our own judgment calls. How do we make decisions about what to do, what not to do? How do we set priorities? A rasha is one whose yetzer hara shofto, whose judgment is driven by his yetzer hara. The tzaddik is the one whose judgment is driven by his yetzer tov. Often, the determination of a person as a tzaddik or rasha will not be merely a quantitative question, how many mitzvahs, how many averis, but the overall gestalt. What's driving my life? What are the values through which I make decisions? When we speak about the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say a word from one of the Rebbes of Alexander, that in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening, one of the Piyutim begins, Atu Elokeinu Bashamayim Uva'aretz. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are our God, up in heaven and down here on earth. The Rebbe of Alexander is reported to have commented that it's very easy to imamuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim. To believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there, up there in the heavens, abstractly around the universe, it's easier for us to absorb. It's more difficult for us to recognize and act upon Elokeinu Ba'aretz, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just out there running the universe, but he has a personal relationship with us and that he has expectations of us. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expectations apply to us, to accept his rulership of us, to accept the fact that we need to drive our decisions by the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to align our will, our ratzon, with his. Once we understand, with that perspective on Malchus, it is now the perfect theme for Rosh Hashanah. If the din in Rosh Hashanah is based not only on the specifics of how many mitzvah averis we do, but the overall sense of what drives our decisions, and we're seeking Rosh Hashanah to ensure that we are ever more in the category of Yetzer Tov Shofto, so then Malchus, accepting that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a call to make upon us, and we need to align our will with his, that is exactly moving ourselves towards Yetzer Tov Shofto. And so the theme of Malchus is indeed exactly what we need to focus on in our avoda on Rosh Hashanah in order to be zoche b'din. May we all be zoche to a year full of bracha. May we be zoche in the weeks to come to do the sort of work that prepares us to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and throughout Seres Meitshuva, and to be zochet to be written in Sifrin Shal Tzadikim, it's Hashem for a Tav Shin Pei full of bracha, beruach, uvegeshem. Ksiva chzima tova to all.